Jeff, they put those on flat cars.
You see, your volume, boys, just like that contract chicken, hogs are doing the same thing.
Is that right?
Yeah. You go right down here to the other side of Van Buren, Arkansas, and you can get a contract down there, send them all your pigs at 8 weeks old. They take them out there by the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and put them on those concrete floors, and they feed them out for so many cents a day or some other, whatever the contract is, or maybe you just, they come out here and they say, now if you've got so many sows and you'll breed them to a certain type boars, and we'll furnish the boars, you furnish the sow and we'll furnish the boars, we want to breed to certain type boars. Then at 8 weeks of age, we will pay you so much, $100 or whatever the current market is, whatever the contract happens to read, and they go right into one of those things and they run them with the hundreds and hundreds on those. You own your sows and that's all.
What profit rate can you show that way?
Well, it gives the, that's the only chance the little farmer has left. We go right down here in this bottom. Well, old Shorty's made a fortune down in the last 20 years of vegetables. Why don't I go down there and plant some? So I go down there and I plant 20 acres, and I've got the finest spinach in the world. And boys, it'll make a lot of salad for one man to eat. And how are you going to get rid of it? You have no connection with the cannery. You can't go out there and get a crew of hands to come in there and pick it. Because they're not going to come in there and pick for 20 acres, because you're right down the road there, well, you got 400 acres that needs picking. So we'll pick down there where we get 2 or 3 days' job. Another thing is, the old boys, they ride out, we'll get 2 bits of hand for carrying and dumping your field to mine, and you're a big operator, you can afford to pay that 2 bits. Or you've got a $6,000 spinach cutter that you can go out there and cut yours with tonight between now and daylight, where I've got to wait till tomorrow and get some crew of hand pickers in there.
Oh, they use those cutters at night?
Oh, yeah.
Catch it when it's fresh and nothing?
Well, that's the advantage of the machinery. You can take a crew of, say, 5 or 6 men and pay them enough that they'll come. They can do how cold, how hard it's raining. They cut spinach tonight like last night.
Yeah.
Canary called up and said, Bob, I want 50 tons at between 7 and 9 in the morning. Well, then you go out there about midnight. You don't care how hard it's raining, how cold it is. You've got a crew. You may have to pay them $3 an hour, but you're only going to use 6 men. And they're the old boys that you're paying so much a month, year round, anyhow, whether they work or not. So they're pretty loyal to you because they know where their bread's buttered. And they'll go out there at 2 o'clock in the morning and load the 100 tons, 50 tons, whatever it takes to fill that contract. So that machine's sitting there and you get a phone call from the cannery over in Springdale, says I can use 20 tons at 11 o'clock. Well, you can't get a crew to cut 20 tons. They won't come out for that. And if you did, you haven't got time to hunt them up because it's already 9 o'clock when you got this phone call. But you can crank that machine up and load 20 tons the next hour, and you're on the way to cannery where you can't go get a crew. And believe it or not, the cannery pay more for machine cut spinach than will hand cut spinach.
Is it better? Well, they are.
That machine don't give a damn what it cuts. It just goes out there and cuts wherever you drive it. But you're a pretty good spinach cutter, and you know you're going to weigh your basket. You're handling so much per basket. It's going to cost this farmer about $20 a ton more. Cut it by hand, well machine anyhow. But